KJAN Sports.
Time for Check of Sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. In Major League Baseball action yesterday, Jake Westbrook pitched a five-hit shutout as the St. Louis Cardinals backed him up with four home runs in a 10-0 rout of the Cincinnati Reds. John Jay, Carlos Beltran, and Matt Adams homered in a span of seven at-bats off of Homer Bailey as the Cardinals took two of three from the National League Central champions. Matt Carpenter added a two-run homer on a four-hit day. Adams homered for the second straight game and added an RBI double and a walk as well. The Cardinals have dominated the Reds at home the last decade, losing just three of 28 series with two splits. Westbrook threw his fourth career shutout, walking four and striking out three as he levels his record at 1-1 on the season. Elsewhere in the National League yesterday, it was Arizona beating Pittsburgh 10-2. San Francisco down Colorado 10-0. Philadelphia over the New York Mets 7-3. It was Atlanta over Miami 8-0. The Dodgers beating San Diego 4-3. And the Brewers and the Cubs in Chicago was rained out yesterday. In the American League, Wade Davis pitched out of the bases-loaded jam in both the first two innings. Billy Butler and Jeff Francoeur homered as the Kansas City Royals beat the Minnesota Twins 3-0 Wednesday night, sweeping a three-game series. The Royals have won four straight and six out of seven to move three games above 500 for the first time since May 12th of 2011. When they were 20-17. Butler homered in the first, while Francoeur led off the seventh with a home run to extend his hitting streak to seven games. The Royals got another run in the seventh when Alcides Escobar's single scored Chris Getz. Salvador Perez had three of the Royals' nine hits. Davis held the Twins to four singles in five scoreless innings, striking out six, walking three, and hitting a batter as he improves to 1-0 on the young season. Elsewhere in the American League yesterday, it was Toronto beating Detroit 8-6, Tampa Bay blanking Texas 2-0, Baltimore outscored Boston 8-5, it was Oakland over the LA Angels 11-5, Houston beat Seattle 8-3, the Yankees at Cleveland was rained out yesterday. Also in interleague play, it was the White Sox falling to the Nationals by a score of 5-2. In Pacific Coast League baseball last night, Omaha wins a pair, 6-3 over Albuquerque in the opener, and 6-3 in the nightcap as well. Also, it was Iowa picking up its first win of the season, the I-Cubs winning 3-2 over Round Rock in yesterday's PCL action. In other baseball news, Texas Rangers opening day starter Matt Harrison is going on the disabled list after trying to pitch with soreness in his lower back. The Rangers say that Harrison will be put on the 15-day disabled list after an MRI revealed an inflamed nerve in his back. The left-hander will remain in Texas for treatment instead of going with the team to Seattle, where he was scheduled to start tonight. Well, the longest home sellout streak in major pro sports history ended last night at 820 games for the Boston Red Sox. The official attendance for the game against the Baltimore Orioles was 30,862. That's well short of the Fenway Park capacity of 37,493. That ends a streak that's lasted nearly 10 years. Major League Baseball also has created an 18-member task force that will study how to increase diversity in the game, especially among black players. Well, it'll be standing room only at Valley Stadium in West Des Moines Sunday when the Iowa football team conducts an open practice as part of the spring drills. Hawkeye fans scooped up all of the tickets in a matter of hours this past weekend.
You know, I think we're all excited about it, certainly, and it's something we kicked around during the out of season and just felt like it was really an opportunity for us just to maybe go out and say thank you to the people from Central Iowa and also from Western Iowa and even over in Nebraska. That traveled to Kinnick during the falls. You know, people have been great for as long as I can remember supporting our program. So, yeah, it's just a chance, I think, for us to say thank you. And it also nice opportunity, I think, for our players just to break up the routine a little bit.
That's Iowa coach Kirk Ferentz, who says a clear leader at quarterback is yet to emerge. Jake Rudock, Cody Sokol, and C.J. Beathard are vying to become the new signal caller.
We came into it really with no preconceived notions. We've been rotating all three players virtually, you know, every couple snaps. So they work with the ones, they work with the twos and the threes. And, at this point, I think it's still just a, you know, jump ball for all three guys. But pleased with all three of them. They're doing a lot of good things out there, and they're doing some things that need to be worked on as well. And that's probably what you'd expect at this point.
Linebacker James Morris says that the players are looking forward to practicing in front of the fans.
You know, this will be something different and a chance for us to be in a new environment and, you know, be around a lot of fans that, you know, either don't get to go to games in the fall, and maybe this is one of the few opportunities that they would have to see the team practice. You know, there's a lot of Iowa fans out in West Des Moines in that area, so it's exciting for us to obviously go do something new and also maybe give a little bit back to those fans that aren't able to, you know, participate in the fall.
Morris leads an experienced group at linebacker that he feels has a lot of potential. Iowa was plagued by a third consecutive season of running back issues in 2012. Mark Wiseman and Damon Bullock were forced into extended action after another mix of injuries and roster turnover. Each of them subsequently suffered through setbacks of their own as the Hawkeyes stumbled to a 4-8 finish. But Wiseman and Bullock showed that they're Big Ten quality backs when they're healthy, and Iowa is excited about pairing the bruising Wiseman and the speedy Bullock in the same backfield in 2013. New running backs coach Chris White says the Hawkeyes have to put their best players on the field, which is why the coaches are exploring ways to get Wiseman and Bullock both involved. Well, 23 players headed for the NFL will attend the draft on April 25th. The league said Wednesday that four players from national champion Alabama will be on hand at Radio City Music Hall. Tackle DJ Fluker, running back Eddie Lacy, cornerback Dee Milliner, and guard Chance Warmack. Four players from Florida State, quarterback E.J. Manuel, defensive end Bjorn Werner, tackle Menelik Watson, and cornerback Xavier Rhodes will also attend. All-Americans Werner, Warmack, Milliner, tackle Luke Jockel of Oklahoma, receiver Tavon Austin of West Virginia, and guard Jonathan Cooper of North Carolina also will be among those attending. Kansas City has the first pick in this year's draft. Iowa State says its discovery of NCAA recruiting violations started when men's basketball coach Fred Hoiberg ran into one of his assistants at an AAU basketball game in 2011. The university released the 590-page report Wednesday that it sent to the NCAA last week. The university has asked for a punishment of 2 years probation. The report says Hoiberg asked assistant Keith Moore why he was present at the game in apparent violation of NCAA rules and whether he'd been contacting recruits. The report says Moore admitted that he had, and the university fired him the next day and started an internal investigation. Moore couldn't immediately be reached. The report says an audit of telephone and text messaging found a significant number of recruiting communication violations involving most of its sports programs. Indiana sophomore center Cody Zeller is headed off to the NBA. Zeller joins junior swingman Victor Oladipo as the second Hoosier in as many days to leave the school early. Both are projected to be lottery picks in June. The 7-foot Zeller led the Hoosiers in scoring and rebounding, was a second-team All-American, and is projected to be a top-10 pick in June's draft. 4 days after Syracuse lost in the national semifinals of the NCAA tournament, star point guard Michael Carter-Williams has also decided to enter the NBA draft. The 6'6" Carter-Williams finished fifth nationally in assist average and fourth in steals among Division I players. He also averaged nearly 12 points in a team-best 35.2 minutes a game. His star rose greatly in the postseason as he led Syracuse on a scintillating run after an end-of-the-regular-season skid. In the NBA last night, it was Atlanta beating Philadelphia 124-101. Detroit knocked off Cleveland 111-104. Miami over Washington 103-98. Orlando needed overtime to bump off Milwaukee 113-103. Brooklyn, a 101-93 winner over Boston. Phoenix beat Dallas 102-91. The Lakers over Portland 113-106. Sacramento beat New Orleans 121-110. It was the Clippers topping Minnesota 111-95. And Denver by 10 over San Antonio 96-86. In the National Hockey League last night, Boston beat New Jersey 5-4. The New York Rangers had to go to the shootout to beat Toronto 3-2. Phoenix topping Edmonton 3-1. Vancouver 4-1 over Calgary. Colorado knocked off Anaheim by a 4-1 final. Well, Augusta National Chairman Billy Payne says the winner of 6 PGA Tour events held in the fall will earn invitations to the Masters. To allow room for more winners, however, the Masters is making its first changes to the qualification since 2007. Only the top 12 in ties from the previous Masters will be eligible to return. That's down from the top 16 in ties. The top 8 in ties from the U.S. Open used to be eligible for the Masters. That number will shrink to the top 4 in ties. That's the same as the British Open and the PGA Championship. In the biggest change, the Masters will no longer include the top 30 from the PGA Tour money list. Payne announced one other change effective this year. The cut will increase from the top 44 to the top 50, including that 10-shot rule. Well, Ted Potter Jr. has won the par 3 contest at Augusta National, the lighthearted precursor to the first major of the year. Still, don't bet on Potter to win the Masters. No winner of the par 3 contest has gone on to win the green jacket. The Masters is getting underway today with Tiger Woods the favorite. Woods skipped the par 3 contest. He has a 9:45 Central Time tee time coming up this morning. So far in the early part of the Masters, the first few groups on the course, and right now it's Carl Pettersson with the lead. The Swede has 2 under par after 2 holes. He birdied the first 2 holes in his round here this morning, and he tops the leaderboard at this point. He's ahead of 9 other golfers who are currently sitting at 1 under par after just the first handful of holes in action today. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.